service. Tonight, I want to share with you just one simple point from the passage that I just read from the Gospel of John. And the main point that I want to share with you tonight is that Jesus is a gift from God. Jesus is the gift that God has sent for our salvation and for our blessed life. And it may sound a bit strange to our modern ears, but it is the heart of the Christian faith. And it is the heart and soul of all Christmas events. Many people say that Christmas is all about family gatherings and sharing gifts with your close friends and colleagues. But it's actually about the gift of God's Son who came to us as our Savior. The gift of God's Son who came to us to save us. And so I hope you'll find this message, which will be quite short, enlightening as you consider its meaning today. And I pray that it would change your life too, as you think about its significance. Before we begin, though, let me take a moment to explain what the Christian Bible is about and where the passage that I just read comes from. So the Christian Bible is not just one book, but a collection of 66 books written by different authors over many centuries. The books include history, poetry, prophecy, and letters in terms of genres, and they reflect diverse cultures, languages, and ethnicities in the ancient world. Christians believe the Bible to be the written word of God, despite the variety of human authors, and we believe that this reveals God's nature and His will, all for our good and for our salvation. And the Gospel of John that I read is one of the four important books on the life and ministry of Jesus Christ, and it was written by a man named John in the first century AD, and this John is not the John that's being mentioned in the passage that I read. And he was a close disciple of Jesus, and as a beloved disciple, John gives us a unique perspective on who Jesus is and why he came to the world. And so John begins his gospel with these words: right in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Again, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This is not a story that starts with one of those, you know, once upon a time kind of introductions, but it begins with eternity itself. As John says, in the beginning was the Word. John tells us that Jesus, who's described as the Word here in the passage, existed long before time began, and he was with God, and in fact, he was God. This was a profound statement that we don't typically use to describe our friends and family, you know, the people at our human level, but Jesus was described as the Word of God, who was with God, but also was God. And then John continues, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now this helps us to look around us and recognize the fact that we live in a world full of darkness, where broken relationships, sufferings, and injustice prevail. At times, it feels overwhelming when the weight of grief just weighs us down, and when every turn we take seems to lead to another hardship, we are tempted to give in to hopelessness and despair. When we see no way out of the challenges we face, and when it feels like every path leads us to another closed door, we tend to be disappointed and we tend to feel lost. And all of that is because we live in a world where darkness prevails, and this is a world where confusion and chaos shape our lives. But John tells us that Jesus came as the light of the world to shine into this darkness. Jesus brings the light of hope to those who feel despair and the light of truth to those who are searching for meaning. And he exposes the lies we live by and gives life to those who are perishing in darkness. He brings the light of forgiveness to those burdened by guilt and the light of humility to those who are proud in their sin. And the surprising part in this witness is that the darkness did not welcome him even when he came to give us so much blessing. John tells us he came to his own and his own people did not receive him. And even to this day, many people do not receive him in faith, when in fact he came to give us so much a blessing. He came to give us life and hope and truth as the word of God from eternity. But still, people refuse him. People reject him. And people decline to receive the good news of salvation in Jesus, our Savior. And John again tells us something astonishing. And here he says, to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. He gave the right to become children of God. What is so deep in this statement is that Jesus gives believers the right to become the children of God. And what's important here for us to think about is, who is this Jesus who can give us such a privilege like that? Who is this human Jesus who can give us the blessing of adoption and life in the family of God? And some of you who had tough upbringings should find this news rather encouraging, because the family that Jesus came to form is not bound to earthly imperfections, but it is made and formed according to the perfections of heaven, like love, like kindness, and like goodness. And then we come to one of the most profound truths in the entire Bible, and it is found in verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the heart of Christmas, where we remember the eternal Son who became man. The eternal Word took on human flesh, and he entered the messiness of our world to deliver us from darkness. Our God did not stay distant from the corruption of the world, but he dwelt among us, he lived with us, and he died for us on the cross. And the word dwelled here literally means something like Jesus pitched, or God pitched his tent in the world. And so it recalls the ancient image of God dwelling with his people. And so in Jesus Christ, we find the God who is willing to meet us. And as we meet God in this man, Jesus Christ, we are taken out of darkness to belong to God's family. And so the simple point of all of this is, again, that Jesus is the gift from God. We live in darkness, and no matter how rich or healthy you are, you cannot deny the fact that you are living in a broken world. You need a way out. I need deliverance, and all of us need restoration. And the Son of God came in the human form in order to give us that blessing and to share with us the right of adoption in God's family. And so I totally understand that you'll be very busy around this time of the year, you know, catching up with your friends and families, and that's all very, very good. But during this season, please remember Jesus. Remember why he came and what he did. And remember the fact that Jesus came to give you a better family than what you're having right now. And God has sent for you a gift that's far better than anything you will receive this season. And so may God bless you as you wrap up this year and welcome a new year, which is coming very, very soon. And may you find eternal life in the Lord Jesus, who came to you as the gift from God. Amen.